Welcome to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, career development coach, Stacey Back, and I'm here to support you, the ambitious high achiever who's at a career crossroads. If you've already achieved a lot of success, but you're feeling stuck and confused about what you want or how to get to the next level in your career, you're in the right place. I've spent the past 15 plus years helping high performers reach their career goals. And on this podcast, I'll show you how to develop the clarity, confidence, and right strategy to get unstuck, minimize risk, and take the fear out of your next career move. All so you create a career and life by design. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Back. Today, I'm doing a deep dive into the topic of imposter syndrome. Have you ever felt like a fraud? Like you've never had to work hard for anything you've ever achieved, and it's only a matter of time before people work it out? If so, you're not alone. Imposter syndrome impacts all of us from time to time, no matter how experienced or successful you are. And it usually rears its ugly head whenever you're starting something new. I see it all the time in my coaching work, helping high achievers advance or transition their careers. I've also experienced it myself, especially in the early years of my career and business. Imposter syndrome keeps you stuck and out of action, and those fraudy feelings cause you to disregard your successes, fear failure, and not feel good enough. Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? In today's episode, I'll unpack why you're experiencing it, the unexpected consequences, and how to break the cycle once and for all. You'll discover six simple strategies to stop those fraudy feelings so you can get unstuck and move ahead. Are you ready? Let's dive in. To kick off the episode, let's start by defining what imposter syndrome is. Imposter syndrome is that dirty little secret that you carry around. The fear of being found out. It's a psychological term established in a 1970 study of professional women. Research revealed these women couldn't internalize their successes and accomplishments, only their failures. Instead, they put their achievements down to luck, being in the right place at the right time, or believing they never had to work for it. Imposter syndrome has two key aspects. One, it's feeling like a fraud, despite evidence of your accomplishments and success. And two, it's feeling unworthy despite these achievements. Further research and more recent public discussion on imposter syndrome has primarily centered around women. And this is for two reasons. Number one, women are frequently the minority in the business world. Think fewer female executives or leaders in male-dominated industries. And number two, due to social conditioning, men are more likely to put themselves out there and fake it till they make it. As an example, in my former recruitment career, I found men generally threw their hat in the ring for a new job or promotion, even if they only met a few of the key criteria. Women, on the other hand, were more likely to hold themselves back if they didn't tick all the boxes. However, imposter syndrome impacts everyone, including men and women equally. Next, let's talk about what causes imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is common amongst high achievers who value mastery, integrity, and excellence. It's caused by an internal fear of not being good enough or feeling like a failure, regardless of how experienced and successful you are. Like your fears, imposter syndrome occurs in response to a perceived threat. It's a survival function designed to keep you safe, to protect you from being exposed as a fraud. Imposter syndrome prevents you from taking action, makes you doubt yourself and your abilities. In response, you adopt a number of unhealthy strategies to cope with imposter syndrome. These can include perfectionism, procrastination, comparison, people-pleasing, and struggling to put boundaries in place. Perfectionism in particular is highly prevalent amongst high achievers and often the root cause of those fraudy feelings and not feeling good enough. So what's the impact? Well, imposter syndrome often shows up when you're beginning something new or doing it for the first time. For example, when you're starting out in a new career, role, or industry and have unrealistic expectations about competency. It can cause stress, anxiety, a lack of self-belief, and even feelings of shame. Your diminishing confidence stops you showing up in a meaningful way, and you begin to see your self-doubt as confirmation that you're truly incapable. Imposter syndrome creates a number of false thoughts and limiting beliefs. You might tell yourself, you're not ready yet, you need more experience or another qualification before you apply for a promotion or new role, that your previous success was a fluke and you'll never be able to repeat it, that you don't have anything interesting, unique, or of value to say, or that you're going to fail. All of these thoughts keep you stuck and out of action, which is exactly what imposter syndrome is trying to achieve. Now, let's talk about how to manage imposter syndrome. So I've learned how to keep those fraudy feelings in check most of the time, and most being the key word because it's never going to completely disappear. So here are my go-to strategies to disrupt this cycle of imposter syndrome. Strategy number one is to reframe your thoughts. A number of limiting beliefs accompany imposter syndrome, but you always have a choice about what to believe and how you respond to them. So next time you notice these unhelpful thoughts, flip the script. Ask yourself, is this true? And what evidence do I have of this? Then replace it with a more supportive belief. Let me give you some examples. Everyone's going to figure out I have no idea what I'm doing becomes, I'm doing this for the first time. It's normal to feel self-doubt. Changing, I'm not ready yet, to, I have everything I need to succeed. I'm not good enough becomes, I am worthy. When you start with awareness, you can consciously choose to change your thoughts. I'm pausing this episode to invite you, if you like what you're learning on the podcast and you're ready, into doing this work more closely with me. Here's what I know about you. You've got a deep desire to do work which challenges and fulfills you, make an impact, and get paid well for it. But like so many people I speak to, you're finding yourself stuck at a career crossroads. You're confused about what to do next or how to reach the next level in your career. With my support, you'll find clarity on your direction, build confidence, and develop a personalized strategy to create your career by design. If you want to be coached and mentored by me in one of my private coaching containers, I invite you to book a complimentary chat so we can discuss the best option for you. Go to stacyback.com/consult to book your call and check out the show notes for all the details. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, back to the episode. Strategy number two is to acknowledge your fears. The fears associated with imposter syndrome can hold you back from taking action. Fears aren't bad. They're trying to protect you and keep you safe. However, you must do the internal work before you can move ahead. So face the fear, acknowledge it, and understand what it's trying to tell you. Then decide what you need to take on board and forget the rest. Because when you have the courage to face your fears, you will overcome imposter syndrome. Strategy number three is to isolate facts from feelings. If you're stuck in self-doubt, remind yourself of your past success and what you've already achieved. Find evidence of a time where you wanted to accomplish something difficult and did. Then ask yourself, what did I learn from this experience? And what beliefs and actions allowed me to be successful? The lesson for you is this. When you give your brain the evidence it needs, you will conquer imposter syndrome. Strategy number four is to celebrate your successes and learnings. When experiencing imposter syndrome, you're unable to internalize success and you fear failure. Creating habits and practices to acknowledge and celebrate your successes and learn from your mistakes is crucial to effectively manage imposter syndrome. This is particularly important if you're also experiencing perfectionism. Celebrate your progress and focus on doing work which is good enough rather than trying to be perfect. That one's a constant challenge for me. Instead of beating yourself up for making a mistake, reframe failure as an opportunity for learning. Here are two structures to support you with this. First, review your successes and mistakes by writing them down on a regular basis. I do this by creating a monthly task list, which I update quarterly and annually. This allows me to look back on what I've achieved throughout the year, as well as where the gaps are and what I've learned from them. Second, gather proof. Keep a running list of compliments, positive feedback, and client testimonials. Review these anytime you're feeling like an imposter as a reminder of your achievements and abilities. When you acknowledge your successes and learn from your mistakes, you will master imposter syndrome. Strategy number 5 is to speak up. Imposter syndrome stops you from putting yourself out there, which leaves you isolated from people around you. Sharing those fraudy feelings with others is key to overcome it, because shame stops people from speaking up. As Brené Brown says, shame derives power from being unspeakable. Feelings of shame can be overcome through vulnerability and courage. You can do this by speaking to others about your imposter syndrome. Friends, colleagues, a mentor, or coach. When you share your imposter feelings, you'll know you're not alone and will show others they aren't either. Strategy number 6 is to take action. Limiting beliefs and fraudy feelings will always be there. So the answer isn't to stop or overcome them. You control where you focus your energy and attention. When you take action, you're too busy to think about imposter syndrome. So if you get stuck in limiting thoughts, move into action. Don't wait until you feel confident before putting yourself out there, because confidence comes through courage. When you have the courage to take action, you will reduce imposter syndrome and become more confident over time. We all suffer from imposter syndrome at some point, regardless how talented and accomplished we are. Feeling like a fraud can hold you back in your career, yet it is possible to manage it. These strategies have helped me and many of my clients break the cycle of imposter syndrome and move into action. I hope these tips assist you too. That concludes today's episode. Now, speaking of action, let's move into action. Because when you implement what you've learned today, you will create change and transform your career. So ask yourself, which strategy stood out to you the most? And what's one small step you can take to implement it? I want you to write it down and commit to it. And if you feel called, send me a DM on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know your biggest insight or takeaway from today's episode. As always, if you'd like further support to overcome imposter syndrome and create the career you desire, let's chat. I invite you to book a free 30-minute consult call with me so we can discuss if working together is right for you. And a reminder, you'll receive $200 off the full cost of my long-term coaching programs when you rate and review the podcast. Check out the show notes to learn more. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I can't wait to connect with you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Career by Design podcast. Please rate, review, or share this episode with a friend if you found it valuable. I also invite you to connect with me further on LinkedIn or Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you create a career by design, go to stacyback.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and I can't wait to chat with you next time.